Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
No matter how perfect a video game appears, it always has the power to get under our skin. Resident Evil 4, Skyrim, and Breath of the Wild are all hailed as masterpieces, but that doesn't mean you're not going to still get annoyed, especially if you're spending countless hours on titles like these. So, whether it was in a good game or a bad game, these are the moments that sent players into a pure rage. I'm Josh from WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 recent video game moments that pissed everyone off. Number 8. The Waterfall Dance, Elden Ring. You know, this was coming at some point, so we might as well get it out the way first. Elden Ring, for as truly incredible as it was also full of devious moments, challenges, and bosses that truly pissed off players, usually in the best possible way. Of course, there's Challenge, and then there's Melania, Blade of Mikkola. Easily the one boss in the game that had even hardcore Souls veterans tearing out their hair. While other infuriating bosses like the Godskin Duo did also piss us off, admittedly, it was Melania waterfall dance move that was the ire of players across the globe. See, this imaginatively titled move had the boss jump in the air before hitting the player with a seemingly endless array of fast attacks that did massive damage if they connected. It was virtually impossible to dodge as well, and so this one move could ruin the fight in one swift go. Now, if you haven't played this game, I know what you're thinking. Just block the thing. Just put up your shield and tank the hits. Well, if you had the stats to actually tank the damage and not take any yourself, Melania would still technically win because every landed hit, blocked or not, actually replenishes her health slightly in this fight. And so, with the amount of attacks in this combo, blocking would pretty much ensure your defeat because of how much HP she would restore. It was a truly sinister move and one which still haunts players today. Number 7, No Pausing for You, Returnal. As a roguelike, you're expected to run through Returnal's levels over and over again until you manage to overcome its challenges. Split into two distinct halves, you're expected to get through the first 3 biomes along with 3 bosses in one big effort. This means no dying, no saving, and no checkpoints. If you die, it's right back to the start and you have to go through these 3 levels again. And it's only once you beat these areas that you can bank your progress and attempt to beat the final 3 biomes the game has to offer. Again, all in one go. Now, that kind of high-risk gameplay is why Returnal is still my favourite PS5 game so far. When you're in the flow, committed to a run that might just grant you success, the third-person shooter is immensely satisfying. But even as the true simp for this title that I am, I can still admit that this approach has the capacity to truly piss you off. See, Returnal's single life runs can extend into hours, meaning that you had to make sure you had a lot of spare time should you want the run to mean anything. That's because if something came up and you had to exit the game before you died, well, too bad. The game would boot you back to the menu and you'd have to start that run all over again. As such, it meant people with less time to game, or even people who encounter a crash or even a power cut, were punished even if they hadn't died. If they simply had to stop playing for whatever reason, the game would go, nah, screw you, get back to the beginning. Thankfully, the game was eventually patched to allow you to exit a run and pick up where you left off post-launch, but that initial launch period was undeniably brutal. Number 6, wait, there, what? 12 minutes. In this top-down puzzle, a husband returns to his flat to have dinner with his wife. 12 minutes later, a cop bursts in, accuses the wife of killing his father, and then murders the husband in cold blood. Time then resets to the point where the husband first returned home, giving him and you a chance to change events to avoid suffering the same tragic outcome. It's a pretty sick premise, right? Well, naturally, this great idea, combined with big-name voice actors, including the legendary Willem Dafoe, made pretty much everyone intrigued as to where the story was going. And after a couple hours enjoying the trial and error gameplay, players were finally clued in to exactly what was going on, and, well, let's say it wasn't quite the smart Christopher Nolan-esque story that we were expecting. Instead, the story takes a sharp left turn into pure pulp schlock, confirming that the wife and husband are actually brother and sister. And when you realize the wife is actually pregnant with his child, well, yeah, it's a kind of a head-scratcher that you just can't come back from. And the rest of the story doesn't do anywhere near enough work to justify throwing in such a mad left-field turn. It just feels like shock for shock's sake. Number 5. Implementing a new grind. Gran Turismo 7. Gran Turismo 7 is a truly spectacular racing game. A real showcase for both the PS5 and the PSVR 2, Sony's premier racer released to rave reviews and a warm fan response, with pretty much everyone praising the visuals, the feel of the sim racing, and the amount of content on offer. But that warm welcome was poisoned pretty much instantly with the reveal that GT7 didn't have its players' best interests at heart in the long term. See, some post-launch tweaks were made to the grind of the game. In GT7, completing races will grant you coins and loot box-like rewards that you're supposed to then spend on new cars or upgrading your old ones. In the main game, this felt well balanced. Sure, some cars were eye-wateringly expensive, but they were the top-tier ones, and it always felt like you were being rewarded for your time rather than simply on a grind. Then, though, in a post-launch update, everything suddenly got more expensive. Suddenly, cars cost more than they had previously, while the payouts were reportedly getting smaller. With microtransactions that allowed you to bypass the grind entirely, many fans called foul and accused Sony of artificially inflating prices to get people either playing more or paying more. And it was a real shame, as otherwise GT7 was a pretty spotless experience.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 4. Pinball. Sonic Frontiers. Even though Sonic Frontiers is a mixed bag, a lot of features in the Heroic Hedgehog's latest outing deserve a ton of praise. The speedy rodent works surprisingly well in an open-world environment, the boss battles are sensational, and the minigames are a lot of fun, especially the fishing. However, there is one moment that Sonic Frontiers could have done without, that being the pinball. Now, conceptually, there's nothing wrong with Sonic racking up points by smashing into spinners and bumpers, and also, it does serve as a nice nod to Sonic Spinball. But the pinball grinds things to a halt since it's just too damn long. To pass this segment, our hedgehog must earn 5 million points, and not only does this take ages, but it's also really boring. It's so dull it's hard to pay attention, and if you're not alert, then you're probably gonna lose your ball, and if you lose all three, well, you gotta start again. And although nobody is really a fan of this section, nobody detests it more than speedrunners, since the minigame's unpredictable nature can kill a run easily. Number 3. Fighting Daemon, No More Heroes 3. No More Heroes 3 kicks off with Sandy Destroy being invaded by aliens, compelling incompetent hitman Travis Touchdown to take matters into his own hands to save humanity. Like the previous installments, the bosses are hilariously epic, and for one of them, you're forced into a turn-based battle, much to Travis's chagrin. To defeat another foe, you must come out top in a game of musical chairs, so you can kind of understand why players had high hopes for the final boss of the title. But ironically, the climax is where the game kind of falls flat because it's just too damn easy. But never fear, this assumed final boss is not actually the real final boss, and once your foe is disposed of, you go head-to-head with the real big bad Daemon. And since this bout has you piloting a mega mecha in space, you might expect that this is going to be one hell of a showdown. But again, disappointment rears its ugly head, as most of the fight actually plays out through quick time events, so there's no real challenge. And when that's all done, you'll face Daemon in a Super Smash Bros. Themed arena, which again, sounds really cool, but in then delivering a showstopper of an ending, you just partake in a really generic fight that's wrapped up in under a minute. And it's a shame, because the rest of No More Heroes 3 is so delightfully wacky, it is disappointing to see it end with a little bit of a whimper. Number 2. The Difficulty Spikes, Gotham Knights. Gotham Knights, for the most part, is a rather inoffensive game. It's neither a total train wreck nor an excellent superhero title, and can be a lot of fun when you're given free rein to level up your characters, fight crime, and hunt down bat family villains. And even better, while this game can be played in co-op, it is balanced well for solo players who won't feel like they're getting a lesser experience because they've got no mates. Like me, I had no one to play this with. However, notice that I said mostly there, because that absolutely falls down massively in the side missions. See, for whatever reason, these side mission bosses, particularly Mr. Freeze, pose a huge difficulty spike even if you're at the recommended level to take them on. His final two fights in particular pose a total slog, with a huge HP bar, multiple phases, and deadly attacks that have you constantly restarting checkpoints looking for that one perfect run. Now don't get me wrong, I love me a nice challenge in my games, and if the whole game posed a similar challenge, it would be more than fine. But it's easy to be completely unprepared for these frustrating bosses that seem balanced completely separately to the rest of the game. It's not that it's hard, it's that it's unfair. Number 1. Trying to connect all the games, Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origin. This rather unnecessary prequel to Square Enix's most iconic IP has actually several moments that have ruffled fans' feathers. However, the biggest problem is the narrative. See, fans expected changes to the now relatively tame story of the original game. However, the writers went a little touch overboard to compensate for its straightforwardness, giving this reimagining the most convoluted plot possible, which is saying a lot considering just how confusing this franchise can get. Rather than just sticking with the original tale, Stranger of Paradise added in all of this nonsense to explain how every Final Fantasy game is actually connected, even though most installments did work as self-contained storylines. And put simply, as I mentioned, the stories of each Final Fantasy are already convoluted enough, so why would anyone try and mesh them together? That's like not just blending one series, it's like blending Marvel, Star Wars, and I don't know, the Rambo movies together and expecting it to make sense. The stories of Final Fantasy have worked perfectly fine for the last 30 years when they were separate, so why did the developers think now was the time to squish them all together? So, that's our list. I want to know what you guys think down in the comments below. Did these video game moments piss you off? And are there any others I missed off here? Let me know, and while you're down there, if you could, please give us a like, share, subscribe, and head over to whatculture.com for more lists and news like this every single day. Even if you don't, though, I've been Josh. Thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.